Sutam
of the devotees.
Devotees.
Vatsharana Arpita.
Vatsharana Arpita.
Atmanam. Of those who are completely surrendered.
Those who are completely surrendered.
At your lotus feet.
At your lotus feet.
Shuteshu.
Among living entities.
Among living entities.
Sarveshu.
Sarveshu.
All varieties.
Avipashyatam.
Perfectly seen.
Taha.
You are.
Bhutani.
Living entities. Cha.
Cha.
And.
Atmani.
In the supreme. Aprita.
Aprita.
Non-different.
Drishyatam. Drishyatam.
Those who are like that.
Those who are like that.
Kaina,
almost always.
Goshaha,
anger.
Abhivate,
takes place.
Sita,
exactly like.
Pashun,
the animals.
My dear Lord,
devotees who have fully dedicated their lives unto your lotus feet certainly observe your presence as Paramatma in each and every living being. As such, they do not differentiate between one living being and another. Such persons treat all living entities equally. They never become overwhelmed by anger like animals. See nothing. We can see nothing without differentiation. Purport. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes angry or kills a demon, materially this may appear unfavorable, but spiritually it is a blissful blessing on him. Therefore, pure devotees do not make any distinction between the Lord's anger and his blessing. They see both with reference to the Lord's behavior in others and themselves. A devotee does not find fault with the behavior of the Lord in any circumstance.
Om Jam Kimiram Tasya Janam Jana Shalakaya Chakrun Militam Jain Tasmai Shri Gurudev Maha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jain Bhutare Vayam rupa kada mahiyam tathati shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamanam Sri Guru Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagar Satam Sahajana Vandatam Vitam Samsakimam Shadvaitam Shadvaitam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagama Vishita Sri Vishakam Vitam Chan He Krishna Karuna Sindho Neena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Ganta Radha Kanta Namoshite Tata Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabharu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priyane Panchato Sarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Kheyacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Nabai Satam, Tvach Chalana, Vatin Charanar Pitakana, Bhuteshu Sarvesh, Vavipashyatam, Tava,
Bhutani, Charanam, Vipakti, Shatam, Rain and Kosho, people day. If that
to a discussion of seeing. Yesterday we read Ekatvena Pratakvena Bahudavishtato Mukham. Today, Pratakvena is not appreciated.
The idea of Pratak.
That's also mentioned in another Bhagavad Gita. But in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, maybe, there are three kinds of vision that are described. Let's see if we find it. Pratakvena tu touch tu yajnanam nana bhavan pratakvatam veti sarveshu bhuteshu tajjnanam vidhivadis. The knowledge by which one sees a different kind of living being in every body is knowledge in the mode of passion. In the mode of goodness, one sees all living beings to be of one quality. Sarva bhuteshu yenaitam bhavam abhiyam dikshate avibhaktam vibhakteshu tajjnanam vidhisattva. That knowledge by which one sees that although we're all divided up in different forms, we're all one, is knowledge in the mode of goodness. What is that oneness? First of all, we're all of one quality. There's no difference between the living entity of the dog's body or the human being's body or the tree body. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavivashtin shuni chayana shapake chayana. The self-realized person, learned person, sees equally all the different kinds of living beings, dog, dog-eater, elephant, cow, man. He sees that there's one quality of spirit soul within each of them, and also within each, the super soul is present. So such a devotee sees both the personality of Godhead and the living entity. And he sees that the living entity is also one with the personality of Godhead. The living beings are one with one another and one with the Lord in quality. So he doesn't make these needless distinctions. The material world is all about making distinctions, particularly in terms of friends and enemies. We divide people up that way, insiders and outsiders, higher and lower, friends and enemies. We divide everybody up that way. Countrymen and foreigners, that's another one. All in terms of the body. So we make all of these distinctions of different races, different religions, different families. You're not in my family, you're held with you. There was some, our Pavananda Prabhu, when he was in Mayapur, he was arrested in connection with some Muslim uprising, rioting. And the matter was brought to the Attorney General, not Attorney General, the General Consul of the United States in Calcutta, our consular officials. And the fellow said, first thing is he American? If he's American, we'll do everything for him. I think he used a more colorful expression. Anyway, we'll do everything for him. And if he's not American, he can go to hell. Well, we see the world that way. Typically, when we go to war with people, we find a label for the opposing party, their hoops or their chinks or their whatever it is, jacks or their all sorts of nice names that people stick on one another. And then those people can be just killed and it doesn't really matter. Whereas our lives are to be cherished. We count the fatalities, and every fatality on our side is a terrible loss. And so many thousands on the other side don't really matter because we see in terms of differentiation. Friends and enemies, insiders and outsiders.
This is
materialistic. And that's the kind of education that Hiranyakashipu wanted for Lala Maharaj to have, become expert in all of these, the ins and outs of who's who and what's what, in terms of that vision in the mode of passion. But the person in goodness sees ekatvamana pashyata yasmin sarvani bhutani atma bhavu vijanata tatrako mahakasho ekatvamana pashyata. What is there as illusion or anxiety for a person who sees all living entities in relationship with the personality of God? Ekatvam anupashita, by following in the footsteps of self-realized souls, by hearing from self-realized souls, he sees the actual oneness of all living entities. Atma pangena sarvatra, what is that? Sukham va yadiva dukham. Atmaopam yena sarvatra samam pashyati yogina sukham va yadiva dukkham sa yogi paramo maha. The perfect yogi, by comparison to his own self, atmaopam yena, sees the true equality of all living beings, both in their happiness and in their distress. Else he's just said, yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamayi pashyati. Not but Ashami, such a man, not for Nishiti. A self-realized person sees Krishna everywhere and everything in Krishna. But this is actual oneness. He doesn't see falsely that everything is absolutely one in every respect. Then there's no differentiation even between seer and seeing. Can't see anything. That destructive oneness, self-destructive oneness, is not encouraged here. But at the same time, that Pratak Drishti, seeing everything separate, is also not appreciated. Here, Prabhupada translates it. They've dedicated their lives to you. They've completely surrendered their lives at your lotus feet. And therefore, they perfectly see, avipashyata, all living beings. And therefore also they're not overwhelmed by anger. This differentiation puts us in that mode of passion, kamesha, prokamesha, everyone wants to live. And then you get your wars, your flare-ups, your incidents, your all of that stuff. It's not ended by counter-insurgency or counter-terrorism or counter-anything. It's only ended by spiritual vision. So the real thing is to see Krishna everywhere, see everyone and everything in relationship to Krishna. Then we can have actual universal vision or vision of the oneness of all living beings. Otherwise, let's see what kind of questions there are.
When the living entity is, say, even a terrorist.
Do we have that little thing that we have used?
is evil, you know, he's kind of terrorizing.
Is evil, is what?
Evil. Or a demon, you know?
Evil.
So how does a devotee look at those? Like on the other side you say, like when a snake is killed, you know, even the Vaishnavas.
Evil means covered by Krishna's material energy. Even Prahlad Maharaj, although he was happy, actually, that his father was killed, but he was still interested in his father's welfare. He was also a spirit soul. He was also interested in his father's welfare. He's happy when the demons are killed because it's good for them. When the king kills a murderer, it's good for the murderer. It's the best thing that could happen to him. He's relieved from sinful reactions. He gets clearance for progress in his future life. So the devotee is happy. Everything's arranged properly.
That we use to make more distinctions?
I guess sometimes in the scriptures we hear so much about the demons and
that's
the
material. That's in terms of understanding material nature.
Right.
There are different modes of nature. Someone's in goodness, someone's in passion, ignorance. Someone's in demonic life. Someone's in divine life. So all these distinctions are there, but the devotee never loses sight of Krishna. So he sees that even these demons, they're somehow related to Krishna. They've forgotten. So he doesn't forget. Otherwise, if we forget Krishna, then everything becomes only differences. The faith in the Mahaprabhu's philosophy is oneness in variety. Only variety doesn't work, and only oneness doesn't. Well, that's up to you. It depends on your level of Krishna consciousness. Actually, Srila Rupa Goswami encourages us to make those distinctions, to become second-class devotees. Second-class devotee sees himself, the Lord, the innocent, the devotees, and the demons. And he knows how to behave in such a way as to benefit all of them. He makes friends with the devotees. He tries to uplift the innocent. He avoids the demons. That's good for them. And by the grace of the Lord, when they become a first-class devotee, then he sees no distinction. But that's a very high state. But the lower state is just to see oneself in the Lord, not seeing the Krishna's in the hearts of every living being. And one becomes what's mentioned in the third canto is a separateness. One has this differentiation.
So the idea of transcendental capital punishment, does that apply?
The idea
of transcendental capital punishment?
Yeah. It's transcendental. Generally, justice has to do with the mundane world.
of course, what Krishna does is like when Krishna kills Srimadu Gajibu, that's transcendental capital punishment. When Kashyapu goes back to Godhead, that's transcendent. Otherwise, it's just mundane capital punishment. You can't kill, say, a murderer. That's capital punishment, according to the laws given in mind. Ultimately, the law is transcendental in the sense that its origin is divine. But generally, it's simply the law of the mind. But that's good. Yeah, we're pro-capital punishment. From Srimad Bhagavatam, we're not, to kill the poor person, it's all because of his bad upbringing, so give him a break, and 2 years in prison, and then off the bed for good behavior, and then kill 20 more people. We're not like that. Bhagavatam is strong. Vedic literature is strong. Someone's breaking the law, they should be dealt with strength. Does that answer your question?
But even in this age, I mean, it just seems to
be. Even in this age, especially in this age, you'll have no safety without capital punishment. What's wrong with this age that capital punishment shouldn't be applied?
Just the fact that in this age Krishna descends. I mean, what you're speaking
of yesterday. Oh, well, our business is not capital punishment. Our business is spreading the same kirtan movement, but the government's business is to deal strongly with the outlaws. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the king should now no longer perform his prescribed duties. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is one, Gopinath Patanayaka, who is going to be killed by the government authorities for cheating on taxes and things like that. He was an intimate devotee of the Lord. The Lord still didn't interfere. He's cheating the government. What do you want me to do?
The Dhruva Maharaj, he killed a lot of yakshas. In the anger
that wasn't good because they were innocent. One yaksha had killed his brother, and so he started killing yakshas wholesale.
So how do you understand that?
Hmm?
I mean, he is a pure devotee. Why is he making such differentiation?
He also got affected. Material energy is very strong, or by Krishna's arrangement, he wanted to some pastime performance or instruction. Anyway, don't go around killing people. Anything else?